Cuban Americans are divided over new restrictions on travel to Cuba announced by the Trump administration. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked federal transportation officials to suspend charter flights to all Cuban cities except Havana. The move follows an earlier order that halted regular U.S. flights to Cuba's provincial cities. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, some Cuban Americans see the rule as part of the president's re-election campaign.
At Miami International Airport, the people waiting in line for flights to Cuba are easy to spot. They usually check multiple bags, large screen TVs, even, as I saw, a set of car tires. Since October, when the Trump administration canceled regular airline service to Cuba's outlying cities, the only way for visitors to fly to Cuban airports outside of Havana was on a charter flight. In his announcement, Secretary of State Pompeo said in 60 days, all U.S. charter flights to nine provincial cities would also end. At the airport, William Morales was waiting in line for a flight to Santa Clara with six big overstuffed bags.
Just take a lot of stuff to my family because since the restrictions are going on, then it's so harder to not go to Havana. All the way from Havana to Santa Clara is going to take 4 hours together, so it's much harder than it would be before Trump did this.
Pompeo says ending the flights will limit the economic benefit the Cuban government gets from U.S. visitors. But Morales says the first to feel the pinch will be Cubans who rely on aid from family in the States.
It makes sense to restrict the government's activities and to probably end communism over there, but at the same time you're hurting the families of people who live here.
Other Cuban Americans, though, especially those whose families came here in the 60s and 70s, support the restrictions and any move to make travel to Cuba more difficult. Carlos Ayer teaches religious studies at Yale. He fled Cuba as an 11-year-old in the early 60s. He's critical of Cuban Americans who travel to the island sometimes several times a year, spending money that he believes ultimately helps keep the regime in power.
They don't care if it's permanent. They don't care to change anything. And it's not going to change if they keep going back and forth and pouring billions into the economy.
Pompeo says the administration now wants to limit the number of charters that fly into Havana. Vivian Manaroot has been dealing with the ups and downs of U.S. and Cuba travel restrictions since the 1980s, when she organized her first charter flights to the island. As for why these are being imposed now, Manaroot believes there's a simple answer: politics.
The community is completely divided over this issue. There is no humanitarian reason. There is no sanction reason. It is all done for 2020 elections. No other reason.
Guillermo Grenier, a sociology professor at Florida International University, says the Cuban Americans most affected by the new restrictions are those who arrived in the U.S. in the last 20 years. And they're also the least likely to vote.
Exhibiting a hard line towards Cuba is a known entity. I mean, if you do that, you drink cafecito, and then you say, you know, we're going to overturn the Cuban government, you can probably calculate that's going to get you 100,000 votes.
As for Cuban Americans with family on the island, once U.S. flights to outlying cities are no longer possible, travel professionals expect many will begin doing what they had to do in the 80s and 90s, fly to Cuba via Mexico, Canada, or other countries. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.